The latest global adult tobacco survey released in December indicates that over 17.5% of Botswana's adult population smokes. The World Health Organization says it is the highest user rate in Africa. Now, Botswana is pushing for a new anti-tobacco law that will protect the population from harmful effects of smoking. Minister of Health Edin Dekolodi has brought for debate a new law before the National Assembly.
The bill seeks the protection of persons from tobacco smoke and declaring individuals' rights to a smoke-free environment. It puts emphasis on the prohibition of smoking in public places to protect non-smokers from exposure to tobacco smoke. It is also envisaged that the outcome of this bill will make the tobacco industry accountable for the health effects caused by tobacco exposure and use, as well as reduce smoking prevalence and associated ill health.
A non-profit organization, the Botswana Anti-Tobacco Network, has been pushing for tighter smoking controls. The program's manager for the group, Thabo Katholo, says the new law is long overdue, including raising the age of smoking from 18 to 21.
That is what we are hoping the legislation will pass. And then there's Tobacco 21. Tobacco 21 has been implemented across countries, across the developed world. We want that to be the norm here in Botswana. The age of anyone who can sell tobacco products or buy tobacco products is going to be raised to 21. Hopefully, that legislation will pass. And the reason is this. Research has shown that once young kids, they don't start smoking before they are 21, they will never start.
The new law seeks a complete ban on cigarette smoking in all public places and stops tobacco advertising, all in an effort to protect vulnerable members of the community. In December, the African Tobacco Control Alliance expressed concern at the rate of tobacco use in Botswana, describing the situation as frightening. Anti-smoking advocates hope the new law will mean improved health for millions of at-risk adults. For VOA, this is Mkondisi Dube in Haboroni, Botswana.